Thank you, Chair. We will deliver our full statement via the electronic means. Sierra Leone aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the group of 15 on the agenda item 5, general statement. We deliver these statements in our national capacity. Mr. Chair, Sierra Leone continue to advocate for a legally binding instrument to prohibit and regulate autonomous weapon system. There is a growing call to finalize negotiation on a legally binding instrument to regulate autonomous weapon system, including a joint appeal by the UN Secretary General and the ICRC President for States to negotiate a legally binding instrument by 2026 to prohibit autonomous weapon systems that functions in such a way that their effects cannot be predicted, and those with the power and discretion to take lives without human involvement, and to set a clear restriction for all those types of autonomous weapon systems. In line with the growing momentum for a new legally binding instrument, this forum at the last annual meeting of the high contracting parties of the CCW has agreed on a new mandate to formulate a set of elements on an instrument taking into account the previous work of the GGE on laws and other examples of existing protocols and another related normatic or operational framework. This marks a crucial and long-awaited advancement, one that demands our genuine, result-oriented and inclusive discussion to fulfill our mandate. It's imperative that we seize this opportunity to address the serious challenges associated with autonomous weapon system, especially after prolonged deliberations spanning over a decade. As we lay the groundwork for our mandate infrastructure, we see these our convergence points as fundamental in shaping substantive efforts towards the development of a legally binding instrument. In this regard, we would like to refer to the elements of Draft Protocol 6 submitted by G15 and call on high contracting parties to engage on this document along with other working papers to arrive at a single set of elements that inform our work and eventual negotiation. It is our view that the new mandate should focus on incorporating elements of characterization with emphasis on human-machine interaction, meaningful human control, ethical consideration, prohibition, regulation, weapon review, risk mitigation, and compliance. Mr. Chair, we would like to take this opportunity to welcome the political leadership shown by countries who have held or will hold conferences relevant to autonomous weapon systems thus far. This endeavor serves as a foundation for ongoing discussions on these crucial matters and contributes to the growing momentum, particularly as we find ourselves at a pivotal juncture. Sierra Leone takes inspiration from the inaugural regional conference focused on addressing for the peace and security elements of autonomous weapon system in Freetown on April 17th and 18th, 2024. We hope this will contribute meaningfully to the broader global effort concerning the regulation and control of such systems. Finally, in embracing the pivotal opportunity to build on the momentum achieved, we strongly urge high contracting parties to chart a purposeful course ahead. This entails advancing towards the formulation of a legally binding instrument that effectively addresses the humanitarian and international security challenges presented by emerging technology in the field of autonomous weapons. Mr. Chair, Sierra Leone stands ready to support you and to constructively work with all delegations to deliver on our new mandate. I thank you.